We did run out of steam a lot in the second half, and it took us a long time to get a score in the second half. And you know, the legs were very heavy. We did work very hard during the week, this week in training and so forth. And I suppose it took its toll out there, and the pitch was very heavy as well. Not making excuses, I suppose, but we'd be very, very happy with the first half, and we kicked 1-7 and looked sharp up front. And I think there was five or six fellas making their debut there the day, you know, so it was good for them as well to be getting that chance, you know, and represent their county. And
those fellas that come in have done well, haven't they?
Well, I mean, we have 33, 34 in the squad, and you know, we've been rotating the squad between games in the last couple of weeks, and between Friday night and tonight, and just good, I suppose, for a lot of these fellas. You know, what we wanted to do was we wanted to give the fellas maybe that wouldn't play regularly the chance to play in the McKenna Cup, because it is more competitive. You know, you're playing inter-county teams and it's in a competitive fixture, so you know, it gives us a better idea to see can they, I suppose, cut it in this environment. And you know, the fellas that we've left at home today, we've a fair idea about them anyway, you know, so it's good for a lot of these fellas to be in a competitive game against a good side away from home and see how they can work it out, you know. And we'd be very, very happy with a lot of it. Just
Stephen Griffin probably showed some of the prowess that we've all expected of him in the first half. 1-4, I think he took his goal well, took a few points and could have a couple of more scores.
I think, you know, the quality of the ball going into them was very good as well. Thomas McKinley had a few very good diagonal balls to them, and Adrian Hanlon showed well, Stephen peeled off very well. He showed very well for the ball today, showed aggressively for the ball. I think that's one thing that, you know, he needs to continue to work on. I think if he does, like, you know, it's encouraging for him, you know. And you know, obviously we know he's a talent and we'd like to get more out of him, and sometimes when you're coaching him it can be frustrating, you know, trying to get that out of him, because he does clock up a lot of scores in club football and so forth. But you know, he's still only very young. He's 23, 24, and he's learning, and in fairness to him, he's willing to learn, and hopefully he can continue to improve.
Would you be worried the way you fell away in the second half?
Not really, based on the work we'd done coming into the season, and then based on the workload that they actually did this week, you know. And you know, there wasn't much more we could have done. We'd only 21 players up with us. We had all the subs on, and the legs were just gone. And you know, it was a case of flogging a dead horse there for 20 minutes towards the end. But you know, they have improved a lot now in the last 2 weeks, and they've worked hard as well. And so there's a lot going on at the minute. January is a very, very busy month for everybody, I suppose, between challenge matches and games and training, and I suppose trying to get everything organised for the season ahead. So there's a lot of things going on, and the players, a lot of demands on the players. So we're just happy now that we're back up and running, and we're moving forward again.
And the fact that you're going to be here in 4 months' time, maybe about 13 weeks today, in actual fact, in Cavan and the playground, have they got the psychological strike today?
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, looking at our own squad, you know, and I suppose the team that started the semi-final, you know, there'd only maybe be one or two out there the day. So, you know, as I say, it's a good opportunity for the fellas that weren't involved during the summer to get a run the day, and we'll probably do something similar on Wednesday night.
Derry on Wednesday night always can be an attractive fixture, and always can be a little bit of an edge to it.
Well, I mean, you'd expect that. Like, being here today, you know, you're in Ulster, you're playing an Ulster team, you know, you expect that sort of atmosphere and environment. Like, and I suppose an evening match brings a wee bit more as well, you know. And I suppose Derry's fairly close to Donegal, so there'll be probably a decent crowd travelling as well, so it should be a decent game. And as I say, it gives the chance for a lot of the fellas in the dressing room there, it gives them another chance now to put their wits against, you know, one of the top teams in the country. And you know, we'll, as management then, we'll look back and see how they fare out.
So you're going to experiment again anyway?
Well, I mean, we have a plan laid out, you know, for the last number of months, you know, what we want to do. Because, you know, once the season gets up and running, you know, you know, the competitive side of things becomes very, very much in tune. So for us, you know, to be fair to the boys that are in the squad and the lads that are coming into the squad, new faces and stuff, you want to be in a situation where you're being fair to them and giving everybody a go. And then, you know, the thing narrows down then, you know, after the end of the McKenna Cup, but it narrows down again then after the National League. And then you've basically got, you know, your players identified that can, I suppose, represent the county at championship level. And, you know, that's the search for us. And if we can maybe find one or two, like, there would be a couple of very good performances there, you know, from the newcomers today, and particularly young Martin Riley. You know, I thought he'd done very well for a lad just playing vocational schools this time last year. So, you know, if you can find one player or two players like that there, you know, that, and you're adding that to to a squad of players that are capable of playing championship football. You know, like, you look at Kerry and you look at the top teams, they've got 21, 22, 23 players that they play all the time, you know. So finding one player that can make a difference on a pre-season is a big plus, I would feel, anyway.